So I found a story this week about caffeine, and being as in the Naked Scientist's office, at least, caffeine is a big part of our day. I thought that might be quite an interesting one to look at. So people have used caffeine to help them stay awake and study for exams for a very long time. But this new research by Daniel Barota and colleagues says that it might actually be doing more than just keeping you alert. Their paper, which was published in Nature Neuroscience this week, shows that caffeine can actually help you remember information. So what they did was they got some people in and they asked them to categorise a load of pictures into things you use inside or things you use outside the house. And that was just a trick to get them to look at these pictures and pay attention to them. And then they gave them either some caffeine or a placebo. 24 hours later, they brought the people back, showed them another set of pictures and asked them to identify whether each of these pictures was old, so they'd seen it the previous day, whether it was new or whether it was just similar to the ones they'd seen the day before. Now, they found that both the groups that had been given the caffeine and the groups that had been given the placebo were pretty much equally good at categorising the old and the new pictures. But those who'd had the caffeine were better at recognising pictures that's similar. So it suggests that the caffeine that was given after they'd first seen the pictures helped them form sort of clearer memories, which is a process known as consolidation, that sort of storing of memories. They also tried giving caffeine before the test, so the day after the study session, but they found that had no effect. It has to be given right after you've looked at the pictures. What they then went on to do is try different doses of caffeine, and they found that 100 milligrams, which is about one shot of espresso, had no measurable effect. You needed 200 to 300 milligrams to get this improvement, so it's several shots of espresso you'd have to be drinking.
Even by my standards, that's quite a lot of coffee, but not unfeasible. So people probably are, especially mathematicians and computer scientists, probably are boosting their memory this way, I would think.
Yeah, they probably are. And we're not quite sure why it works. There are a few different mechanisms they suggest. We know that caffeine works in the brain to block something called adenosine, which is what makes you sleepy. And that's why caffeine gives you that sort of boost. But this might also prevent the adenosine from inhibiting noradrenaline, which in turn might improve the consolidation. Or they think it might act directly on some receptors in the hippocampus, which is a very important region for memory, or possibly some other regions. They're just not quite sure yet. That's sort of case for further study to work out how exactly it works. But for the moment, it seems like it might be quite useful.
I should certainly not cut down the coffee, that's for sure. It also resonates with quite an interesting story, which came out almost this time last year by researchers at the University of Newcastle. And they did a study where they showed that bees are probably being hooked onto plant caffeine in order to crystallise a memory in the bee's mind of what plants it's pollinated. So the experiment they did was they gave bees some sugar solution and presented the sugar solution alongside a smell. And they also laced one of the sugar solutions with caffeine, because someone had found that if you look at the nectar in a plant, then the nectar in the flowers of that plant is producing caffeine at a concentration similar to if you were to go and have a shot of espresso down the coffee bar. So it's quite a high dose. And what they wanted to ask is, well, would the bees remember the smell, giving them a sugary reward, better if it was laced with caffeine at the concentration you find in a flower or not? So then they sent these bees away after they trained them, gave them 24 or 48 hours, then retested them. So basically you present the smell and the sugar solution again and see which of the things the bees go for, whether they go for the smell and the sugar or a different smell, proving whether or not they've actually formed a memory for that smell as giving them a sugary reward. And there was a 100% improvement in bees going straight to the smell that they'd learned previously in association with caffeine as giving them a sugary reward. And they then looked in the bee brain, and there are certain structures which we think form memories when nerve cells change the strength of their connection in the bee's brain. And they found that the presence of caffeine strongly increased what they call long-term potentiation in the bee brain, boosting the formation of memories in that part of the brain that it uses to remember things. So it's certainly worked in bees. So it looks like the same is probably true in people.
Yeah, it would be fascinating to know if it was the same mechanism and if it had been preserved throughout evolution or if it had evolved twice in bees and humans.
But of course, for the bees, the plants make the caffeine because they want the bee to form a strong memory of the smell of their flower and them, so that then bees will go and find another plant with the same smell and pollinate that one too. So what's the subversion in humans? Is it working on us because we therefore look after the coffee plant and treat it very nicely so we make more coffee plants?
Possibly. I guess it probably gives the bee more energy as well, so it can fly further to find more plants as well. But yeah, hopefully we'll find out a bit more about this in the future.
I shall certainly stick to the coffee. Thanks, Jin.